The old doorway has been hacked about a bit.
There clearly were nook shafts at the sides, but only their bases remain. Why these shafts were removed is a mystery. The doorway was blocked up because a new doorway was created to the south when the aisle was built. The blocked entranceway itself is noticeably narrower for its height, barely 4 feet wide, but 9.5 feet high.
This scale is more Saxon than Norman, though the style is otherwise Norman.
But in the early Norman period, one might expect still to see signs of the preceding Saxon period. The door infill looks like someone decided to try to make it look pretty, with different coloured stone blocks, cornstone, pulbra stone, flint, and even a few pieces of tile. But it does look a bit of a mess, as if no one really cared what it looked like. Only the outer and inner arches use a single material, cornstone for the inner arch, pulbra stone for the outer one. Now look at the two Norman windows. The one on the right looks as if the masons started to construct the outer head arch of alternating colours, like a Moorish arch, using cornstone and the darker pulbra stone.
But this alternation was not completed. Let's now take a look at a rather odd curve in the north wall. Go and look at the pulpit window.